You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really good, thank you.
It's good to speak with you. This is our first chat since the election, which we will focus on in a minute. But let's start by talking about what is happening in Gaza at the moment. The Green Party has put out their statement about the situation. And part of it, you're calling for an end to Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories, freedom of movement, equal rights, and a path to statehood for Palestine to coexist along Israel. Now, this is something that has been a long-term position of the Green Party. What are you seeing at the moment from both activist groups and from other political parties that supports your decision to make this statement?
Firstly, just want to really acknowledge the horror that is unfolding now in Israel-Gaza, but has been unfolding for decades, in fact. And it's horrific, Rachel, the loss of civilian lives, of families, entire families, children, no matter who they are, is completely unacceptable. And we just cannot accept that. Our humanity is on the brink. We cannot accept any loss of these civilian lives. And I just want to firstly acknowledge the grief and trauma that is hardening itself even further by the actions, by the violent actions, and we really condemn the targeting of civilians by any armed group, including both Hamas and the Israeli Defence Force, who must stop. There must be a ceasefire. And Greens have been clear about the way for enduring justice has to involve peace for both Israel and Palestine to be able to exist and to uphold the self-determination of Palestine and the path to statehood for Palestine for peace. I haven't really understood where the current Prime Minister-elect is on this issue, and I think it's really poor that he doesn't take a strong stand. I've been seeing my other comment in terms of what are activists doing around the world. I've been seeing really heartwarming solidarity for freedom for Palestine and calling an end to the killing of civilians, where people are recognising that Palestinian lost lives are as worthy of all lost lives, including those lost for Israel as well. This is the thing that really gets me, Rachel, and which is why I'm really pleased to see people rising all around the world. When you watch different media representations of what's happening, there is far too often an implication that Palestinian lives lost do not matter as severely as Israeli lives lost. And for our Israeli and Palestinian peace workers on the ground and Voices for Peace, this is exactly what they are trying to warn against, is the constant dehumanising of each other.
We have seen a bit of a, I guess, leadership vacuum, you could say, from the Prime Minister-elect. We also haven't heard anything from the Labour Party. Is the Greens pushing for those significant parties to make a statement about this situation?
We're focusing on our own leadership because we haven't felt that there is strong leadership in either direction, and we can only display our own leadership. We want the scrutiny of violence to be strong for all armed forces, so both the Israeli Defence Force and Hamas. And it's quite appalling that we have seen this vacuum of leadership. We've been putting out our clear statements. We've been urging community leaders, political parties to do the same. But ultimately, all we can do is focus on our own efforts, our own long-standing... I mean, this for us is long-standing. We are not just coming out of the blue to put out a statement, to feel good about a statement. I've been on the women's peace boat to Gaza to break the Israeli Defence Force blockades That was a big major deal, and we have had these calls for justice for a long, long time, and we hope that we would see them from other political leaders as well.
One thing that we will be seeing in the coming weeks is, of course, a new parliament. Is it a priority, you think, for that new governing structure to address this situation from a New Zealand position?
Yes. What we are seeing now, and what really, I mean, many of us have not been able to sleep and have been going to sleep and waking up with this on our mind, because there are international players at play here. And if we don't have strong worldwide leadership from all political leaders around the world, including ours, it is going to play in and escalate violence right into the hands of international players behind the scenes who are amping for World War III. So everyone needs to collaborate and work together to call for peace and an end to the ceasefire, you know, which is the opposite of what the US are doing, who are actually just arming it up for more violence. And we need to call all countries in the background to account and, of course, to end the ceasefire. And if a prime minister-elect for this country cannot get his head around international relationships, then that's a pretty poor sign of weakness.
Let's talk a wee bit more about the election now, because this is a conversation we will, I'm sure, be addressing in the coming months often. But this has been quite a lot of success for the Greens in this election. You've seen three seats go green this year, or stay green in the case of Chloe's Auckland Central seat. What are you feeling at the moment? Because obviously this is going to be a right bloc government, but you must be feeling quite pleased internally about the way the Greens have performed.
Yeah, really proud. There was nothing I would change about our campaign, Rachel. And when you've done everything you can, when you've been as strong and as transformational and visionary as our campaign was, as our candidates and MPs have been all across the country, then you have to be proud, because we never wanted a right bloc government. We were really clear about that. But that has fallen where it has fallen. And the Greens, despite that, did really well because of our clear plans and solutions, because of our clear messages and discussions with people, because of our ground game, which was stronger than it ever has been before. So we have to really send a message to voters and supporters and our volunteer campaigners that your work mattered. Your work put us in line with the best, if not the best ever, result for the Greens ever in history. And that was despite a big, massive appetite for change that so many people saw us as change is exactly what we aimed to do. We aimed to increase our MPs. We've done that. For the second time in history, we have defied political history by coming back after having a term in government arrangement with a stronger result. That's unheard of. And I'm really, really proud that in comparison to the resources that were dished out across the political parties, we were out there fighting every day really, really strongly, and we got the fruits of that with more Green MPs, with more electorates, goodness gracious, and we are just really strong and fired up for the next 3 years.
There's been quite a bit of discussion about wins for Te Pāti Māori as well, and what that means, particularly when it comes to Māori electorates and the Māori vote, putting big quotes around that. But we have also seen the loss of some quite senior, or some very senior Māori MPs like Nanaia Mahuta. What is your perspective on, what we've seen in terms of a Māori voting position in this last election, and what do you think that means, particularly for the Greens and for Te Pāti Māori in this next term?
Yeah, really proud of, obviously, of Te Pāti Māori and their strong voice over the term, their strong campaign, and they reap the benefits of their work. And I really mihi also to some fantastic players like Nanaia Mahuta, I've spoken about quite a bit, who I knew since well before she was an MP, We were at university together. She was actually my tutor at Māori Studies at university. And her commitment and dedication to our people as a wahine Māori in politics has been golden, has been consistent and strong and clear. And her work in general has been fantastic. So, yes, we've lost some good people. And, you know, that's for Labour to reflect on their campaign. I do want to acknowledge that we saw massive support for Te Pāti Māori in the Māori seats, but we also saw overwhelming party vote success in those Māori electorates for the Labour Party. And for me, that just spells that the work ahead of us is clear. The Māori community want the Greens, Te Pāti Māori and Labour to work together for Te Ao Māori visions and achievements and our political aspirations. And, you know, the fact that it was the Labour Party success in those electorates, I think, gives us a really clear message that it's not an outright rejection. They really perhaps assumed that they would get both Nanaia and a fantastic Kanarasiki. I think we need to reflect on that as part of our way forward of working together and stronger for our people.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama. It's really great to have you back on the show. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Ngā mihi. Thank you so much. Lovely to talk again, Rachel. Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.